Welcome to Buddy Speak.
Jaden, you can't just...
What?
You're way over there.
What?
You gotta get closer.
You can hear me.
Jaden, I hate having this conversation. We're four episodes in, and you're still that far away. Here, let me at least move it closer to you.
It can pick me up, right? It picked up your refrigerator fan.
No. That was for professional voiceover work.
Who cares?
I do?
We're not professionals.
We're not professionals. Let's just get that out of the way.
We started like yesterday.
Yeah, well, okay, this is Buddy Speak. Episode 4. Today we're going to talk about our trip Arkansas.
We're talking about Arkansas, right?
Yes, we're talking about Arkansas. Now, it's my understanding that your parents have two cabins down there.
Yes.
And you're
up there.
And
from our peninsula of the area of...
They don't know where we live.
Well, okay. So, we live like in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Oh my gosh!
So, just send us mail, please.
Oh, send mail to Ryan and Chandon. Yeah, it's going to get to
DFW.
Us. DFW. To DFW.
To Ryan and Chandon Street.
To Ryan and Chandon Boulevard.
Boulevard.
Dang it, someone's actually going to try that.
No. <the words. laughs> We're going to get like a package. This has been, it's been... 2 years.
It's been 13 years.
It's been 13 years.
Is oh, jeez.
Is it you're going to hit my microphone?
Yeah, that'd be really funny.
On my phone. That wouldn't be funny.
And the rest of the time you go, ee. Make the sound of illegal.
Speaking of that, that sound that you just made, we're about to tell some Arkansas stories. It was, we just became friends, right? It was weird. Because you came up to me and you asked me, hey, man, I'm going to Arkansas this summer. Do you want to go?
We didn't just become friends.
But it felt weird. I felt like, I don't really know this guy. I really don't. But he's my friend, and I like him, so, you know, what the heck, I'm going to go.
Red baby.
And so, that we're not there yet. And so, we went to Arkansas. I'm from the city. So are you, but...
I've lived in the home where that we're in right now my whole life.
But the thing is, you've been to Arkansas more, and you know, like...
The ropes.
The ropes. I struggled the first time I went there.
Is that a survival trip?
Well, for me, it was.
Trust.
Because your family was about to kill me.
Well, you already broke my toothbrush.
Wait, what?
Remember, whose toothbrush is this? I don't know.
Started
bending it around.
I did.
My dad was mad because of that. You started bending the toothbrush for no reason, just to make me laugh, maybe. And I was just sitting there watching you.
I remember that.
I was just sitting there watching you mangle my toothbrush. And then my dad, like as the trip was talking about, he was like, he destroyed that toothbrush, you know. I was like, yeah. What?
I forgot about that story.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we're on the first trip right now.
Yeah, okay, there's two trips. It's Arkansas and then Arkansas 2.0. There's not going to be a 3.0. I'm just going to say that right now.
There will.
I'm just kidding.
Crust.
Anyway. So I went thinking. I remember what I thought it was going to be like. Not at all what it was. I thought it was going to be this, like, flat plain with, like, just one house in the middle. Like, that's what I thought it was going to be.
I told you there's mountains.
Yeah, I know, but I
with
thought...
lots of trees
I just
and rock.
I just thought...
Trees and brush.
Trees and brush.
Trees and brush.
We'll talk about that later.
Work. Oh, yeah, work.
We're going to talk... That's a different episode.
Yeah.
That's work. Coming up. We're going to talk about work. So, yeah, let's just go for it. There's so much stuff. I feel
so,
like...
Yeah, when we first got there, we stayed in my little cabin, which my grandparents actually, like, the first one we bought property up there, my grandparents thought my parents were, like, crazy. They thought they were insane. Like.
Really?
Yeah, and then they went up there, and there was, like, I never gonna live up here. Like, I guess that's how it went. But now they have a lodge there. Now my grandparents live, like, a mile down from our cabin.
This thing is huge, though.
It's a great cabin.
It's not a cabin. It's like a...
It's a lodge. It's like a half lodge, half cabin.
It's a huge lodge. It's the Great Wolf... Wait. It's
the Great Youngblood Lodge.
It's the great... What's a smaller animal than a wolf? It's like not
coyote.
As... Coyote. It's the Great Coyote Lodge.
Coyote. Great Coyote Lodge.
Great Coyote Lodge. So, where do we start? Like, I feel like there's
well,
so
first
much...
Well, first you broke my toothbrush.
Okay, we got that out of the way.
Oh, on the way there, so when we finally got to the Arkansas side, we came up with this, like... Well, we just took a picture, actually.
It was back-to-back.
Yeah. But we took this picture of ourselves by the Arkansas sign, which we thought was cool, I guess. I don't know. But... and, like, that was... Oh! The ice cream story.
The ice cream story?
McDonald's ice cream?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll tell that one. So, we're in the car, and I was like, hey, Shannon, I bet I can stick... This is a stupid story. Now that I'm saying it.
We remember it.
Yeah, well, I was like, I bet I can stick my teeth in this ice cream more than you can. And he's like, no, you can't. So I did, but I faced him when I did it. But I just put my head down so it looked like I put my teeth in, but I really didn't.
But you see me, I sucked
but
Chan- my freaking
But Chan teeth. Is over there struggling, like, ah! And then he like... You, like, rip it out, and you're like, oh! And then I turn my body to where he can see me not biting it, and he's like, oh, I hate you so much. Like, it was so funny. Oh, gosh.
So that's that... Oh, that's that story.
We also...
That was just on the way there.
Yeah.
And then, finally, we got to the cabins. I don't remember, like...
I just remember little parts.
Remember, yeah, little parts, but I don't remember in order and stuff.
I remember we also, we met this dog.
Oh, Pokey.
Pokey. Yeah, we named it Pokey for some reason. Why did we name it Pokey?
You named it Pokey. Now that's what we call it.
Why did I name it Pokey?
But we never say it again. I think it died.
Well, it probably did. It was a long time ago. Pokey, yeah, Pokey was.
Pokey.
Rest in peace, Pokey. Hey, you're up there. But, like, I remember one morning, we met the dog. Like, it was like a stray dog. We, like, petted him, and they ran off.
You know what? Stray. The, like, farm people, like, have him.
Yeah, but
They just go wherever they want, though.
Yeah, well, like, they went wherever they want. And so, one morning, we're, like, barely awake. Like, we just, like, walk outside, and we see Pokey running across, like, the dirt path right in front of us, and a deer is chasing him.
We were like,
what the heck is going on? I was so confused.
Was it the same morning that you took a picture of me, and I was like...
Yeah, you looked so mad.
I was mad because, like, we were up that early. And I was more mad that you taking a picture, but I half smirked. Like, smirk smiled at him.
I remember when we got there what happened. It was at night. We got there at nighttime. And then your dad unlocked all the four-wheelers and go... Or four-wheelers and a motorcycle? Or what are they called?
Yeah,
motorcycle? Bikes? Cross-roading bikes?
Dirt bikes?
Bicycles?
Dirt bikes?
Dirt bikes, yeah. I didn't get to ride one, and I'm probably not going to because... I'm not experienced like you.
Right, if you were put on a motorcycle, I would videotape the whole thing because you'd fall many times.
No, this is the funny part. I'm going to tell this story. Like, you were like, oh, yeah, I get to ride my motorcycle. And then you got on the motorcycle, and you started it, and you ran into a tree.
Oh, like the, yeah.
Because it was at nighttime.
The dark time.
And you couldn't see.
And I was just like.
You're like, I'm going to shut. No, you're thinking, I'm gonna show off. I'm gonna show them how much fun we're gonna have. And you're like, you're like, you got so angry.
I got stuck on a tree.
And I was like, dude, you just hit a tree. And he was like, yeah. I remember thinking this. Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves. We gotta explain. So, around his cabin, he had like little trails that we would go on. Like little trails. What are you looking at?
My shirt's all messed up.
Oh. We had these little trails that we'd go on around his cabin, and they'd be like a high ramp.
It's called a hill. It's called a hill, Ryan.
A high ramp. High dirt hill.
Dirt ramp that you drive up.
A high dirt ramp. Almost like a mountain, but not quite. What do you call that?
Ryan.
A hill? Yeah, hill. That's a hill. Okay. No, I remember, like, I got this four-wheeler that was red, and I called it Red Baby. Like, that was what I named it. I was like, oh, Red Baby. Like, I loved it so much. It was not fast, but I still liked it. And I didn't know anything about shifting gears. So apparently, first gear is like when you go up big hills, and I went up the hill, like the steep hill, in fourth gear.
Yeah. I had to come save you. And you're sitting there pressing the gas all the way down. You're sitting there stuck. You're sitting in the middle of the thing. You don't want to back up because it's scary.
But it was
you can't
steep.
Go anything.
It was steep.
And you weren't thinking with your noggin. I was just like, shift down, maybe. And you go, you finally get going.
No, but I remember thinking, like, he's mad at me. Like, the whole time. Every time we rode, like, you had your helmet on. All I could see was your eyes. And you were always like, you made this, like, this face, like, with your eyebrows. I always thought you were mad at me. Like, were you mad at me?
No.
Or were you just laughing?
A helmet squishing down my forehead.
Oh, okay. That's nice to know. Because you gave me one that was, like, just red and it looked stupid.
Yeah,
it looks stupid.
With no thingy that goes around it. You know?
Yeah, it looks stupid.
It's open face.
Yeah, it was open face mask. It was so much fun. I had so much fun. I'm not good at that stuff. We had more memories the first time, rather than the second time because I was just stupid and young.
Yeah,
and I didn't know it. I didn't know any better. So. So there's that. Okay, you tell another story. You go for it.
So, most of the story about Ryan is the thing.
I messed up so many times.
Here, let's just pick one from our library of bad stories Ryan had in Arkansas. So, Wheel of Fortune.
I picked that one.
Wheel of Fortune. Here, just pick one.
I'll take an R.
For Ryan's mess ups.
That's right. I'm going to guess... Orange rolls. Hey, you got it! Hey, they were going with that one.
Okay, yeah. So the first night we were eating spaghetti, right? And
that spaghetti was amazing.
And Ryan is a big fan of pasta here. And he was eating the spaghetti and like he was like shoveling it into his mouth. And like
what?
Yes, you're like shoveling it into your mouth and like we were sitting there just like spinning it on our fork and like eating like real people.
I was not eating like a...
You were like...
I wasn't eating
you
like...
You were.
A coyote.
A coyote.
You were eating like a coyote.
But no, he only ate like half the plate and then he got up. He goes, can I get some more? Because you thought we were going to run out or something. Because you really want that spaghetti. And my dad just like, how about you finish what's on your plate?
He said that?
Yes. He said, why don't you finish what's on your plate? You go, okay. Because you're afraid. You were afraid there wasn't going to be enough. So you ate like half of it and you wanted more. You wanted more on there.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I don't remember that.
Yeah, and so, but then you ended up finishing that plate, then you didn't get any more. is it actually made you fall?
I'm afraid. And then the next morning, we woke up, and they cooked these.
All right, so we have cinnamon rolls and we have orange rolls, and orange rolls are good.
Orange coating on the rolls,
which are
not super cinnamon.
Good. Super good. You mean white frosting?
However, I hated these orange rolls. I hated them. And I got up and out, like, we all sat down for breakfast, and everybody was like, "All right, Ryan, are you going to eat your orange roll?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'll try it." And then I ate one bite, and I was like, "Yum." Like, they could totally see right through me. They were like, "Oh, you don't like orange rolls." Like, they're making me feel bad.
It made it
because
obvious.
Of the food that they cooked, I didn't want to eat. Yeah. So they had to throw it away. Feed it to the coyotes and Pokey.
Yeah, and Pokey.
No, but like, it's still to this day, your parents like always bring that up when I come
orange
over.
Orange rolls. Yep.
They're like, "Hey, we're having orange rolls in the morning." And I'm like, "Shut up." Yeah. Like, no, we're not. Yeah, so there's those orange rolls.
The food, that's a food story. Then we have the story of which my grandparents had these cherry limeade sun-kissed, which are really good.
Okay. First of all, your grandparents, they...
This is my grandparents' first impression of you.
This was my first impression. What was my... Do you remember the first thing that I did that I screwed up on?
You pooped in their toilet and didn't flush. And I was like... And I walked in there after you. I'm like, "Ryan, you didn't flush your poop. You didn't flush your poop." I'm like,
"Ryan, it's not."
"Ryan, it's not like how it is at your home. It's someone else's home. You need to flush your poop down."
I just forgot.
You need to flush your
like,
poop
there's
down.
There's pee and poop in here. There's poop surrounded by yellow pee.
Yeah, Reed can't always flush your poop all the time when you show up in there.
That was like in the 7th grade.
We were going to the 8th grade, I think.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
The way you said that.
Well, you didn't flush your poop down. I just keep thinking of more every time we keep going.
Okay, yeah. So, oh gosh.
Oh, I just thought another one.
I can't keep it together. I can't. But, I thought of another one too.
So going back to the sun-kissed, the cherry limeade sun-kissed. So he like drank like all of those. Like my grandparents, like, and my grandparents like pulled me aside and asked me. they were like, "We just bought this box of Sunkist
yesterday,
2 days ago, and half of it's already gone." And they're like, "We want to ask you if it was you two who drinking the Sunkist." I was like, "I'll be honest, I just drank two." And they were like, "Is your friend over there drinking all this Sunkist?" I was like,
"What's his name?"
I was like,
I'm sweating.
I was like, "Probably." Oh. And he was like, "He really likes soda." He goes, and they go, "Okay." They kind of accepted their defeat. And so,
oh my gosh.
So another Sunkist story is,
oh jeez, you gotta stop. You gotta give me a break.
No.
Oh jeez, this is so funny. I'm not. The thing is, I remember like a select few, but I'm starting to remember like a lot.
So another Sunkist story. So my grandpa was like going up the stairs with firewood in his arms, and he's sitting there at the door, and I'm like outside. I'm inside like in the kitchen. I'm like watching. I see my grandpa just full of logs, and like the door shut, and he looks behind.
Who?
Like, huh?
Who looks behind?
My grandpa.
Oh.
With all the firewood in his hands. Got all this firewood in his hands.
He's trying to get in the house.
He's trying to get in the house, and he's like trying to like open the door,
right? And like he looks behind at you, doesn't say anything from what I saw, and then just kind of like continues to try to open the door.
He's struggling.
No, while you're sitting there with a sun kiss in your hand like this, waiting for him to open the door.
Hurry up, Gramps. I need to get in.
And you didn't offer to open. And I just kind of like, I kind of stood up. I was like, oh, God. And I just opened the door for him. And he's just sitting there walking in. And like I just see like walking in behind him with your sun-kissed in your hand. You're already stealing all their drinks. Then you don't offer to, then you don't offer to help. To open the door.
Also, I left the door open. No, constantly.
Exactly. And then like when I opened the door for my grandpa, I like opened it up, expecting you to close it when I walked back. And you just walked right through. not even a glimpse.
No, because the door. Because what you described to me, you're like, oh, it's Arkansas. Hey, it's Arkansas. That's what I thought. I was like, ah, it's Arkansas. It's Arkansas, man.
It doesn't mean you litter everywhere. We'll get to that, too.
Wait, litter?
Well, not litter.
Oh, are you talking about the shirt thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
No, wait, I want to tell one.
Okay.
It's a short one. It's
yeah,
a short one.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you remember this, but your grandpa has a book, right? He wrote a book.
Yeah, he wrote a book.
What was it called?
Voice of Many Waters.
Voice of Many Waters.
Alan Youngblood.
By Alan Youngblood. Voice of Many Waters, sponsor. No, I'm just kidding. No, but he wrote that book, and it's a really good book. I mean, I haven't read it, but I assume that it's a good book because your grandpa's a great guy. But he I've grown up a lot since then, mm-hmm. So I've gotten way more mature. So every time he comes over, he just gives me a hug, and he's real nice. It's real sweet. But back then, it was like, oh gosh,
this guy's an idiot.
Yeah, he thought. This guy's a moron. He's stealing all my drinks and not let me into my house. No, but we went into the upstairs room, and like the book wasn't published yet. He was still like, there were like pages everywhere. You know where I'm going with this? There are pages everywhere, and I was like, "Hey, Chandon," and you were like, "What?" And I was like, "You dare me to switch one of these pages in the book?" And you were like, no, yeah. Don't do that. So you'd be like reading about like 64, 65, 66, 67, 71. Wait, yeah. I'm so confused. No, but I didn't end up doing that. But that was just one of the stupid examples of how stupid my brain was.
After everything you did, you're going to switch up his book and affect his income. You're going to affect his money income. By switching, by getting a lower rating because the words are all mixed up. Jeez. You already messed up enough.
I know I did.
Why would you intentionally mess up?
Okay, guess what? I thought it was funny. It was more of a joke than a serious thing. It wasn't like,
I was like, sure, do it, you'd probably do it.
I probably wouldn't.
Because we were going into 8th grade and that's what 8th graders do.
They ruin people's lives by switching pages in their books. Other people's books.
They do small things that are big in the future.
They do small things that screw up people's future real bad.
So, like, going back to the opening, like, keeping the door open. Always keep the door open. I'm just like, Ryan, again, it's not your home. You can't just leave the door open and just think the AC just pays for itself. Like we're in our cabin, and, like, he opens the door, and, like, I'm already outside, like ready to go on a ride or something. He just opens the door, and he just swings it open, and he just walks out. I was like, Ryan, there's no one else in the home to close it for you. I was like, Ryan, close the door. You go, oh, when you turn around and you close it.
Do you remember, should I tell this story? Do you remember when your nipple turned,
We're not talking about this.
Okay. We won't tell that story.
I'm not talking about this. Oh, I just came up with something else. So
we're not talking about this. We're not talking about this. Oh, so, now they want to know.
No.
Oh, that's okay. So sad.
Our 4 viewers want to know. Great. That are all our family. But it's okay. They can hear me.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
So we go to the swimming hole, and it's I don't even know the real name for it anymore, to be honest.
Because we named it ourselves.
Because Ryan named it. It came. It's like this small swimming hole with like this small river, and like it goes into like this bigger like swimming hole, and it's like a really small like little part, and it just goes into a bigger part of the river. And Ryan's like, "This is Lake Bob." He called it Lake Bob. I was like, "No, Ryan, this is called."
This is absolutely not a lake.
This is not this a lake, and I don't know why you called it Bob. So, but now that's what we call it. We're like, "Oh, we're going to Lake Bob now."
Yep.
Because of Ryan's impact on our...
Do you still call it that when I'm not there?
Yeah, I think I say it with Isaac and stuff.
It's funny. Oh, Isaac, that's another thing.
Isaiah.
Oh, yeah, that's another story.
So we were at Lake Bob, and like, there's this part to where, like, you can climb up and, like, jump off of, like, this little rock cliff thing.
Like it's a little like, ledge.
Maybe like 10 feet tall. You can jump into the little water hole. But we're on the shore and like we're on like the little rock bed and we're sitting there throwing rocks and my little cousin Isaiah is up there. He's about to jump. And my grandma is sitting there right there. On
watching
the,
us. Supervising.
We're sitting there throwing rocks. And Isaiah goes, "Stop throwing rocks. You might hit me."
Yeah, keep in mind, this happened, this, all the crap that I've done to them, keep in mind that. Like they, I opened the door, I didn't open the, they have a bad impression of me already.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. Keep going.
So, we're throwing rocks, and like, once Isaiah says, "Don't throw rocks." He said, "Stop throwing rocks," and we're like, "It's okay, we won't hit you." And I threw one rock. It hit where we're hitting. And then Ryan throws the next rock. It hits him right in the ankle. but Isaiah milked it. Like he like fell off into the water. Like that affected his balance or something. And I was like, Ryan, I was like, "Isaiah, really?
Really?" No, I got a story about Isaac.
But no. He swims up and he's crying. And my grandma's just like,
she's shaking her head with a frown at me.
Yep.
Like, basically, it's like, okay, so I have a story about Isaac.
Wait.
Oh, you got another story?
Okay, well, so there's this, like, upstream part of Lake Bob to where it has, like, rocks, and it's kind of like this waterfall thing that you slide.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're, like, sliding down it, and, like, there's this really rocky, sharp part at the end that hurts your butt really bad. And so we're sitting there, and we're doing... And we're just sliding down it and such, and then we were like, "Let's hang on," and so like we're hanging on, and so like I get in the heavy current, and I hang on to one of the rocks.
I keep moving the microphone because it's like,
it's okay. They'll get over it.
Just talk louder.
So I'm hanging on to one of the rocks, and then I was like,
rapid current. This is a rapid current with jagged rocks at the bottom.
And I was like, "Ryan, get in front of me, so I'll hold on to you." And so he did, and he's like, "I'm slipping," and then he slipped, and I caught his arm before he went down. I was like, "Ryan, hold on." You're like.
I can't!
No. You held on fine. And I was like, "Ryan," I was like, "Keep holding on." I was like, "But I'm slipping." I was like, "Ryan, I'm slipping."
I think I tried crawling up you and you were like, "Stop! Stop! It's hurting me!" I'm like, "Save me!
I'm trying to hold on to the rock. I'm trying to hold on to this rock." And he's sitting there. He's like, "Don't let go! Don't let go!" And then I was like, "Ryan!"
And then I let go.
And then he's like, "No!" He's like trying to climb up my body. Like, it's like survival of the fittest.
Oh, yeah. We went down that thing, and there's sharp rocks that, like...
Oh, yeah. That
hurt, like, you couldn't see anything. Yeah. That was the worst part. You couldn't see under the current because it was so fast. Like, you couldn't see anything. And, like, water was flying everywhere. And so you're like, well, I guess I have to be limber for, like, 5 minutes. Because, like...
Cut up my bag real
good. You cut yourself so many times. But, like, back to the rock thing. When I threw it at Isaiah, I realized that I reaped what I sowed. You did.
We're just coming up with this.
Yeah. True. I reaped what I sowed. I just remembered that.
Okay. Now, another story that you know. Remember when we're on that swing off that tree that goes around that rock part?
Yes.
And we fall into it?
Is this the one about...
Caden?
Caden, yeah. Your brother?
Yep. And, like, he didn't want to go on it because he feared, like he'd, like, drop too early or too late. And so, like, Caden, it's okay. Just drop
once you see the water. Okay, so, like, you would swing out, but you'd have to let go at a certain time. Mm-hmm. Or else you would literally hit jagged rocks and fall.
Yeah.
And it would hurt.
And so, we're like, Caden, it's okay. Just drop off, like in the deepest part of the water. He's like, okay, I'll do it, I guess. So, he goes around, and... He doesn't let go. He smacks his body right into the jagged rocks and cuts up his leg.
We're like, Caden, let go! Let go! And then he hits the rock.
And then he hits it, and he's spinning, and then he swings back around and he falls right into the shallow part of the water. And then he hurts himself even more. And he starts crying. I was like, well...
Well, I would cry too. I mean, that would hurt. That hurt.
He cut his leg up really bad.
Yeah, he did.
And then, all right, so coming back from Lake Bob, we're like in the back of the truck. It's like really, really dusty, right? That was really dusty. I'm trying to think.
Yeah. I have a story about that, too.
But we're like we're still like soaking wet. We didn't have towels. That's why we were in the back of the truck with like all our cousins and stuff. And he's, you know, like, we're in the back of the truck. He's like, oh, I need to get my shirt dry. So he takes off his shirt. This is a Coca-Cola shirt. He starts whacking it on the side of the truck, like trying to get all the water
out. And your dad was like, "What the heck is he doing?"
No, like it was my uncle who was driving the truck.
Well, it was your uncle.
Yeah.
But I could imagine, like, he was like, "What is he doing?"
Yeah.
Like, why doesn't he wring it out? Why is he hitting it against my truck?
He's like hitting it against the truck.
I just realized that.
He's like hitting it against the truck, and then he accidentally lets go of it, and then it's just like on the road, and we're going. And He sticks out his hand like, oh, whatever.
And I was like, yeah, leave it. No, it's fine.
And then I was like, Ryan! I started banging on the window, telling him to stop to get your shirt. He's like, it's okay, it's Arkansas. I was like, no, that's not what your mindset should be. I was like, it's still a civilized area.
You know what the biggest thing I was in Arkansas, I think? I can describe it in one word.
A burden?
Yes, that's a good one. An inconvenience.
Yeah.
An inconvenience.
A burden. Yeah, that one too.
An inconvenience having fun.
Yeah.
Ruining their things.
Yeah, ruining their day. So speaking about the rock thing, reaping what you sow, we decided that like a couple days in that we were bored, so we started throwing rocks at each other.
Well, no. All right. So this is what happened. So my grandparents have this pond in their front yard thing. And they have this deck, and like across, there's like a dam where they dammed off the water. And so Ryan's on that side, and I'm on the deck, and I'm sitting there throwing rocks and like in the water, and then I decided to like throw one at him, and
at me?
Yeah.
And you're like,
hey, and so
yeah, I was
so
like, you're on my team because we were against your cousins.
Yeah.
They were on the other side, and we were trying to throw them at there, and I hit Isaiah a couple times. It was pretty funny. Anyway, Shannon picks up this sharp rock, and he throws it at me, and I'm like, why are you throwing rocks at me? And he's like, hee, 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 and he starts doing it, and I'm like, okay, Jade, okay.
You're okay enough. And I grab a handful of rocks. I just chunk it
as hard as you could. That's like a shotgun blast. Like, I was so close to you. Why did you do that?
You're like, Shannon, please stop. Like, I throw it, and one hits you smack dab right in the middle of the forehead.
Yep. Smack dab in the middle of the forehead. I run behind a car.
The Rencon.
It's a car.
No, it's not a car.
It was like a four-wheeler or something. And, like, initially, I told you that I went behind there to, like, check myself out. I was, like, worried. But the real reason I went behind there was to cry.
Yes, You were fearing what was happening to you.
I was scared because I felt my forehead and there was a hole in it. I'm not kidding. It was a deep hole.
I damaged your body.
You did, and the scar is still there today. If you see me, I will show you.
There's a
knot. He's feeling it right now.
Wait, look up. There's a little knot and a little scar right there.
So there's this another story. Like the four wheeling was fun for me, if you recall, Chandon. Do you recall this? The four wheeling? I had fun doing that. Yeah, I had fun. But I was reckless, man. I thought I knew things that I didn't, which I didn't know. That made no sense. But
how many minutes are we at?
We got a couple more minutes.
How are we at, though?
I don't know yet.
Check it.
I'm doing a new recording.
Oh, what?
I'm going to add on to the other one. I don't know how to add on. It's fine. Anyway, we're almost done. Don't worry. I'm so sorry that I'm a burden.
You're a burden.
I'm so sorry.
I'm hungry.
Okay, we'll eat after this.
It's too much work talking.
Oh, yeah, ooh.
It's like school. You're sitting here talking.
So anyway, I was driving the four-wheeler down... your grandparents' house had a lot of side trails that we'd go off on, and by the last day, I'm like, you know what, I think I know the trails by now. I obviously know the trails. So I turned to what I thought was a trail, but it was actually a small little cliff. It was like, 7 feet maybe?
What?
Like a 7 foot incline. Like not, it wasn't.
Decline?
Decline. Decline down into a little pond thing. It wasn't a pond, it was just a huge puddle. Like a muddy, huge puddle. And I was like, and I just like go down there and I'm stuck on this cliff and I'm like, well, I guess there's no way else to go but forward. So I'm like, I've seen Channing go through water. I can do this. Like, so I punch it and I go and I immediately sinks to the bottom. And I'm like, I'm trying to pull it up. Like with
wasn't what? My brother there?
Yeah, your brother was there. And I'm like, Caden, I need help. And so he came over and he's like, oh no. Like, cause that's how your brother talked because he was younger. He was like, oh, Ryan, we gotta get this out of the pond. And so I was like, okay, Caden, we gotta do something. And then it started smoking, like the four-wheeler, and the face that your brother made when it started smoking, he looked at me like he was so shocked. He was full of terror.
Disbelief.
And he was like, Grandpa! Grandpa! And he like called his grandpa, and then, Pawpaw. And his grandfather had to come down with his four-wheeler and hook it up himself as I watched with the sun kissed in my hand as he pulled that thing out and he's like, don't do it again. Like, and then he just like rode away.
Oh my God.
It was real, it was real funny. But also, I remember, well, no. Yeah, that's it, really.
It's Buddy Speak.
This has been Buddy Speak. Again, thank you for listening. This is our fourth episode, I believe.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think about it. Email us at askbuddyspeak.com.
No,
askbuddyspeak. Wait, whoops, sorry.
askbuddyspeak@gmail.com. We don't have a website.
No, yeah. We're not. We're not professionals, okay?
So don't judge us real hard.
So don't judge us real deep. Channon's a little quiet. You're just going to have to deal with it. I hate it too, okay?
That's why the microphone's closer to me.
Yeah, that's it. It's closer to him because I'm so loud and he's just... I was just talking. That's how you sound.
Thank you.
Anyway, you can support us by subscribing on YouTube. Just look up Buddy Speak.
And liking and
just continuing to listen to the things on SoundCloud, I guess.
Hopefully, this podcast is on iTunes by that time that it comes out. So, yeah, just, you know, do whatever you can to support us.
Live long and speak on.
Leave long and speak clan.
What?
Leave cron and... Don't eat any orange rolls, because those are probably the worst things on the planet.
They're really good. You should try them.
They're horrible. Don't even get
There's lots them. Of fans out there who like orange rolls.
Well, guess what? There's a lot of fans like me who don't. So, this has been Buddy Speak. Do whatever you can to support the show. Email us at askbunny@gmail.com. AskBuddySpeak@gmail.com, and we will see you.